Thanksgiving is one of America's most popular holidays. It is a day for expressing thanks for the good things in life. It is also a day for a family reunion. On that day, many people travel long distances to get together with their families. For many Americans, Thanksgiving is the time when all members of a family gather. But not everyone can spend Thanksgiving with his or her family. Today, we'll introduce you to a couple, Joan and Sandy Wilson, who could not afford to take time out to visit their parents one year. They regretted not being able to celebrate Thanksgiving with all their family members. But soon, they met other people who also were separated from their families. So the Wilsons began holding a yearly Thanksgiving dinner for what they called their extended family. This included people in their community. All the guests brought food to share for Thanksgiving dinner. The group has grown over the years. To accommodate all the guests, Mr. and Mrs. Wilson now have to add small tables to their large one in the big dining room. At first, many of their friends brought their babies and young children. Now, some of the first guests are grandparents. Like many other Americans, Mr. and Mrs. Wilson and their visitors enjoy a long day of cooking, eating, and talking. The traditional meal usually includes a turkey. Other traditional Thanksgiving foods served with turkey are sweet potatoes, cranberries, and pumpkin pies. What is true of a typical Thanksgiving day? Who are included in the extended family mentioned in the passage? How many generations of people does the Wilson's party include? Which of the following is not mentioned as traditional Thanksgiving food? What is the passage mainly about?